Blog Talk Radio.
To awaken consciousness. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for love and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life and to deploy the Awaken Life Excel process. If you're a freedom-loving soul, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, and other life-enriching discussions. This is Carol Parisi with you live, and I got my BFF Nancy G on the phone on the show here. Hey, Nance.
Hey, hey, what's up?
Hey, if you hear the music, I'm here.
Oh, because you have to actually set that.
Playing, that means we're good. We're good. Yeah, I got in just in the nick of time. It was a beauty mist day in the garden, but you can actually hear a lot of the background stuff if you don't have your phone muted, too.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it recording at that time or no?
It sometimes does. It sometimes does. So, I mean, you know, it depends. I mean, I could end the show, but if I start the show now, it does record. But anyway, it's all
okay.
Good.
Just
it's
good to know.
Day. How are you today?
Oh, marvelous now.
So you had an addiction person to be dealing with, huh?
Yes, we had an addiction crisis. trying to get them to accept the help that they should, but difficult.
Did they ever accept the help that they should?
No, I think they're still on the tangent, I call it.
Whoa, so they never showed up where they were supposed to be?
No, she showed up to court, which is inevitable what happens with addiction is that you end up in trouble with the law. And then she disappeared. And then she showed up here momentarily, and then she disappeared. So we have no idea.
Oh. Wow. So... did you listen to the Steve Beaman show replay?
No, I did not get a chance to because of all the drama that was going on today.
Well, it says specifically the same thing because the Steve Beaman show, we talked about addiction.
I know, I wanted to listen.
And it says, you know what, if you're getting in trouble with the law, you may be addicted.
You think?
You may be addicted if you're having, that was one of the key points. But we're not going to talk about addiction today. We're going to talk about creating your ideal life. If you want to hear a great show on addiction, go on my Facebook page. It's there. It's posted now.
Yes, I saw it.
Yep. So we're going to do Think and Grow Rich with the Beaman Show this coming week.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and we've got Think and Grow Rich that we've been doing since the beginning of the year. So we are on our ninth week here.
How cool.
Yeah. And I just got to say, I love this book more than anything. I just think it's the coolest book. It has helped so many people. And if you don't have a copy, you should go out and get yourself a copy. Actually, I think you could download it in PDF form for free off the internet.
Probably.
I don't know when copyright starts. I know a lot of the stuff that I've been listening to at the turn of the century, you could get them for free. public domain. How many years? Is it 50 years becomes public domain?
I think so.
Yeah. Think and Grow Rich has definitely got to be in the public domain.
I would say so if it was written in the 30s.
I listened to a different one. God, what was the dude's name? It was a book that Elvis Presley died with. His name was Joseph. Oh, not Joseph Campbell, another Joseph, The Impersonal Life. Really deep, very spiritual, very God-driven. Very God-driven. It was just phenomenal. But we have Think and Grow Rich, which is also, you know, it's at the latest part of the Enlightenment, because there was an Enlightenment period at the turn of the century, the last century into the 1900s, and you had a bunch of different philosophers like Hume, and, you know, and it was Enlightenment and empowerment, where it was a thought process, and look what happened. We had the Industrial Revolution, massive immigrants here. It was amazing. So let's do a real quick review, because the first one is, do you remember what the first one was?
No, I don't recall.
Think and Grow Rich, okay. All right. Now, I'll go through the list real quick. It's only going to be 9. The Power of Thought. Desire is the starting point of all achievement. Faith, visualizing and believing in the attainment of your desire. Auto-suggestion, the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. And that's kind of what that show that you were talking about yesterday. I am so grateful for my, you know, new car, or my uncluttered home, or I am so grateful. That's auto-suggestion. So you visualize,
yeah.
Then you do your auto-suggestion. Specialized knowledge, personal experiences and observations. Imagination, the workshop of the mind. Organized planning, crystallization of desire into action. Decision. Ha-ha, that was my word last week. The mastery,
right.
The mastery of procrastination. And this week we are going to talk about persistence. The sustain necessary to induce faith. The 8 steps. It's the 8th step to riches. So, persistence. I like persistence. What
Me too.
Can't persistence do? What can't persistence accomplish, right?
Right. It accomplishes all. Because you keep persisting until you accomplish that goal, and then you go on to your next one.
I was persistent in putting mulch, schlepping mulch today. I must say it was very laborious. Very laborious.
I would
imagine
so.
You know, going down to the creek, it's kind of sloped down. So up and down and up and down. In fact, by noon, before noon, I did my 10,000 steps.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, you know, it was, in fact, let me just say, it's right now it's 5:06 Central Standard Time, right? I got up at 6. I was out early today. I went and was early getting mulch before it got too hot the first time. But we're going to read about persistence, but this actually does fit with persistence. So, I have that Fitbit, right? And I am persistent in counting my steps every day with it. Are you ready to hear how many steps I took?
Sure.
Do you want to hear how many steps I took so far today?
Yes.
19,600.
I was thinking 20 when you told me at noon you had done 10,000 already.
Well, close. I did 8.43 miles.
Oh, my.
153 active minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, do that every day, I guarantee. That's like manual labor. My husband calls it prison work. He's like, you know, this is like prison work.
Oh, I totally sympathize with him. Yes, I agree.
So let us get back to persistence. Let's get back to our persistence. Okay. I will read this for you. Persistence is an essential factor in the procedure of transmuting desire into its monetary equivalent. The basis of persistence is the power of will. That's another great book, too, The Power of Will. Willpower and desire, when properly combined, make an irresistible pair. People who accumulate great fortunes are generally known as cold-blooded and sometimes ruthless. Often they are misunderstood. What they have is willpower, which they mix with persistence and use as the basis of their desires to ensure the attainment of their objectives. Henry Ford has been generally misunderstood to be ruthless and cold-blooded. This misconception grew out of Ford's habit of following through on all of his plans with persistence. The majority of people are ready to throw their arms and say, purpose is overboard, and they give up at the first sign of opposition or misfortune. A few carry on despite all opposition until they attain their goal. These few are the Fords, the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, and the Edisons. So it's persistence. Your subconscious mind works continuously while you're awake and while you're asleep. Spasmodic or occasional effort to apply the rules will be of no value. To get results, you must apply all of the rules until their application become a fixed habit with you. In no other way can you develop the necessary money consciousness. So it says here, if you find that you're weak in persistence, center your attention upon the instructions contained about the mastermind, the accountability partners.
Right.
You know? Poverty is attracted to those whose mind is favorable to it, as money is attracted to the one whose mind has been deliberately prepared to attract. So the same laws. Poverty consciousness will voluntarily seize the mind that is not occupied with money consciousness. Poverty consciousness develops without conscious application of habits favorable to it. So you have to take your will, you know, and it says with persistence will come success. Every failure brings with it the seed of an equal advantage. There's no substitute for persistence. So we can talk about persistence for probably a few minutes, and then I've got some really good points. And there's symptoms of lack of persistence, too. Woo-hoo.
Oh, that's good to recognize that. So if you see any of that in yourself, you can make a change.
Well, absolutely. Got to decide and have that desire. You have to make a decision and then desire to change. So failure to recognize and clearly define exactly what you want. Procrastination with or without a cause, backed up with a bunch of excuses. Lack of interest in acquiring specialized knowledge. Indecision, the habit of passing the buck, always blaming other people. The habit of relying upon alibis instead of creating solutions for the problem. Self-satisfaction, that there's little remedy for this affliction, no hope for those who suffer from it. Indifference, the habit of blaming others for your mistakes. Weakness of desire, willingness, even eagerness to quit after first sign of defeat. Lack of organized plans. That keeps to keep coming up, huh?
Yes, it sure does.
The habit of neglecting to move on an idea or to grasp opportunity when it presents itself. Wishing instead of willing. Ooh, that's a good one. The habit of compromising with poverty instead of aiming towards riches and excellence. A general absence of ambition to be, do, and have. Searching for all the shortcuts to riches, trying to get rich without fair service. Usually reflected in habit of gambling or to drive sharp bargains, fear of criticism. All righty then. So what do you think the biggest symptoms are? Procrastination and lack of definiteness of purpose.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, if you ask them, you know, yeah, what their purpose is or what their intention is, a lot of times you get the, well, I don't know, and my response back obvious is, how do you expect the world to respond to you if you don't even know what direction you're going in or what desire you have or what goal you're trying to even accomplish. Then you're just like kind of floundering around just day by day with the, I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want to do.
You listen to Dr. Wayne Dyer. You know what I'm saying? And then there's that, you know, allowing and that surrender. You know, here you've got this very succinct, almost dictatorial, where you write stuff down and you focus and, you know, you have this iron will and all this other stuff. And then you listen to Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he talks about the allowing and all this other side to this. Do you want to talk a little bit about how that fits in with persistence?
Well, I still think even to the allowing aspect, you still have to take some action of some sort. And I think you still have to be clear about what direction you're trying to go in. Then you have to remain fluid. And I think I've said this before, I might know, you know, what I want to accomplish or do, but I'm not resolved how that shows up in my life or, you know, how I get from point A to B, because it's all about the journey that you're experiencing rather than having to orchestrate every little detail. But I don't think there's anything wrong with being clear about what goals or what things you're trying to accomplish. So it's kind of like walking both sides of the situation. And I guess
right.
It's a fine balancing act, just like most things in life are, you know, a give and take and a, you know, priorities and, you know, making time for everything that needs to be made time for. And I know some days I'm better at just relaxing into it, like I was doing earlier today, just relaxing into it, because it was stuff that was way out of my control, so I didn't even try to control it.
You had a different situation. I mean, there's a saying,
right.
Clarity is power. And I will tell you,
yeah.
with, you know, a very specific situation for me, moving, I don't know what I want to do. I really don't. And I was crystal clear, you know, 15 years ago of a specific house that I wanted. But now, knowing what I know and, you know, in the state that I live, it's like, do I really want to encumber myself and my husband and our family with that much more debt and that much more responsibility and taxes? And it's like, you know, and we can. So,
right, so maybe that's why it really hasn't materialized. Maybe that's all these efforts that you've made towards what you think is supposed to be the right situation results in it not happening, because maybe this is why, because it's too confusing of a situation.
See, I'm
nothing...
very open. I am very open. If all of a sudden the right deal came along, it was the right deal.
Right.
In the last house, I just don't want to get crazy with the money. And I
right.
don't want something dated from 1986. But anyway, let's get back
right.
to our persistence. So let's get back to persistence. We only have 10 minutes left.
Right.
Okay, so here's how we get to the state of mind. Are you cooking dinner? It could be
Sandy's making some goodies, yes.
Okay. Persistence is a state of mind, so it can be cultivated. Like all states of mind, persistence is based upon definite causes, including definitiveness of purpose, desire, self-reliance, definitiveness of plans, accurate knowledge, cooperation, willpower, and habit. So what do you think of that?
It's good. It's awesome. Yeah.
You know? Continuous action, alliance with people who encourage you, follow through with your plans and your purpose. So,
yeah, I've been persistently looking for gigs to do.
I'll keep looking for gigs. I mean, you've achieved a lot through persistence. You are persistent. You are very persistent. You want to be.
Even when I have something, you know, for the time being, I'm still persistent in continuing that effort to look, because if you're not looking, then how are you going to be aware of the situation that you might need to be switching to or going to next? So I think there's something to be said about persistence. And then I think he was saying in there that the persistence becomes kind of a habit, that you, this is
habit,
just how you operate. Yeah. This is just how you operate.
Funny, because, you know, my creek, the creek on the other side of me, the roots are showing, right? And mine, over the past 10 years at least, I've been adding mulch and, you know, all kinds of natural substances back there, up and down, and just, you know, making sure that, you know, the creek line doesn't erode.
Right.
What is that? It's persistence. If you look at the other side of the creek, I could show you. It's like roots. It's like got roots, you know?
Right,
so very interesting, very interesting. Very interesting last week, our weekly wisdom, the inspirational thing, was about addiction.
Yep.
So here's five quick questions for those that are addicted. This may be helpful to you, Nancy, but they're your friends. Mm. What is the genuine need underlying this addiction? What pain am I covering over with this addiction? What payoff do I get for maintaining this addiction? What hole am I filling with this addictive pattern? And what do I get by avoid by maintaining this addiction?
Mm.
So, there you go.
Yep.
I don't
Good
know
questions
if your friend...
for a counselor to ask. Well, she's not in her right mind right now, so we're asking her those questions. You would not get an appropriate answer. She has to detox from her situation and be in the right state of mind. Right now, she's in an altered state of mind, so asking her those questions would probably not get you anywhere at this point.
Well, I should email those to the other Florida connection. But here, let's go for the potential.
Yep.
If you limit your choices only to what seems possible or reasonable, you disconnect yourself from what you truly want, and all that is left is compromise. Have you ever said to yourself, if I just wait a little longer, I know this person can change?
Oh, my gosh.
Or I've seen it in him or her. This isn't who they are. They're just hurt, depressed, addicted, out of work, etc. Have you ever stayed in a relationship longer than it was healthy for you to do so because you were afraid that was the best you could hope for? Any excuses you make for another person that explains away something that is hurtful, harmful, or disrespectful to you is going for the potential. Any sacrifice that you make that relinquishes a valuable piece of your heart or soul is going for someone's potential. Going for someone's potential is a refusal to see who a person is in the moment instead of looking to the future of who they could be and settling for less than you deserve. For example, if you're in a relationship that is miserable 80% of the time and happy or content only 20% of the time, this is going for the potential. Sometimes staying safe and miserable is what's known seems easier than taking a risk. Oh, this is good.
Yes.
This is unknown. This is Mary, too. For our unknown future in the name of... Because we're going to make millions of dollars! We all have the ability to see people at a soul level, their highest qualities and beauties and potentials. This is the truth of who they are at the deepest level. Yet what is also true of any person is their present personality, ego, lower self, and their wounds. And all you need to ask yourself is who a person is today. And if that's the person that works for you, who they are today, hanging on to a person who is toxic to your soul because you're afraid of being alone or its equivalent doesn't come and directs you to act, to follow it even if it doesn't make sense. So sometimes the universe will take you in a different route than you expected to achieve the same goal. Trust this process. It's quite miraculous. Gee, we just said that, too. Doesn't know exactly what path it looks like. We have 5 minutes, and we could do this. If your dream does not come to pass in a realistic time frame, you may need to examine any unconscious blocks or fears you have in receiving what you want, unworthiness, not deserving, fear of the unknown. The most important part of this process is to be sure to put your dreams on paper, either in the form of a list or a picture collage, and put it where you will see it every day. Remember, paper equals commitment. A commitment is to change, and a commitment is to getting what you want, because it was important enough to put it on paper and keep it in your awareness every day. Exploration. What is my deepest dream? Why do I want it most in my life right now? What is the essence of what I want? What does my ideal job, home, relationship, body, life look like? This week, create a list or collage based on the questions above and put it where you will see it every day. Make sure the list or pictures deeply motivate and inspire you. Ideally, your list will feel like a bit of a stretch for you. Now, wait a minute. Persistence, right? And it kept saying,
right,
you got to write down what you want. You got to be clear of what you want. Bah, bah, bah.
Right.
It's just funny how this stuff coincidentally just kind of manifests itself altogether, you know?
Of course, of course. And it's all intertwined,
wow,
and it all, you know, it all starts to make sense. And when you were reading that, I'm like, oh, yeah, I still remember that from the last time we reviewed all this information. I'm like, yeah, but you need those reminders because you get off the track and, you know, you need to get back on the focus of that. It's so easy to get distracted by daily life and traumas and stress and drama and bull and experiences, and it's easy to get all wrapped up in all these type of things, and then
right,
you forget really what the purpose is. That's why the early morning thing for me is, you know, kind of my sanctuary time to focus and center on that before all the things start hitting the fan and the day unfolds and this tugs you this way and that way, and, you know, you're just trying to be persistent in what you know you have to do, but also, you know, there's just a lot of things that come your way during the course of any given day, no matter what.
Right.
And
right,
and I think being in that good state of mind, what was I listening to or reading something pretty intense this morning? I forget what it was. Anyway, but I was in this very receptive state of mind, and that, so when all this drama occurred, it was like, okay, I can handle this. I'm, you know, I'm in this calm, peaceful state of mind, and it's all for its grand purpose, and I'm just going to let it do what it's got to do.
Right.
So it's just sometimes easier. I'm not saying I'm perfect and I can do that every day, but some days go that way, and then I'm not so drawn into their stress level and so forth.
Well, we got 1 minute, so hopefully addicted people will seek the help they need.
Oh, we hope so.
Right?
We hope so, because the alternatives are pretty sad.
Really sad. It's really hard. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine.
No, I can't either, because I'm
not of that mindset. Yeah, I cannot imagine having an alcohol or a drug addiction. That is...
Yeah, or mental illness. It's just the same. It's the same kind of complications.
Right.
It presents
itself
exactly
the
same way. Hey, we try to do the best
week
we can.
Yep. We will be back here. I'm looking at my vision board right now. I have a very cool vision board.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I love my vision board. It's so much fun to make them.
I know. I need to really work on that and do it this time, because I have some pretty clear ideas and all these little exercises I've been doing, and now I think I need the visual picture, and I need it there to see every day.
Yeah, to see it. I have it. I see it every day. I see it every day.
Yeah.
All right.
My goal is manifesting.
That joined us. Hopefully, everyone will have an unaddicted week and un-drama week, and we're off. We're going to be back next Monday. and it's a holiday. So, Nancy, you have a great day.
Yep.
I'll talk to you later. We've got 2 seconds left.
Sounds
good.
Ciao.
Bye.